This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, Sally Blount shares highlights from her past 4 years as Catholic Charities President and Chief Executive Officer. Sally also provides details about Vision 2030, the new strategic plan recently announced to deepen Catholic Charities' impact in Cook and Lake counties. To watch or listen to this entire broadcast, follow the links at catholiccharities.net/learnmore/Voice of Charity podcast. You know, can we start off, Sally, by you sharing with everyone your insights about Catholic Charities, its founding mission, and how that has evolved through the years?
So what's amazing, after having taken this job, one of the things you want to look at is, what are the roots of this organization? What is it that brought it into being? What is its heritage? And fortunately, one of our communications team members actually found the founding speech that Cardinal Mundelein gave about Catholic Charities. And he had this beautiful quote in it. He said, "We are preparing today for the needs of tomorrow." And at that time, he was talking about 1917. We were on the brink of this world war. He wanted to assure that as soldiers went off to war, they knew that their family members at home were covered. No matter what happened, that they were covered. And he wanted to make sure that the parishes were working together to get the synergies of doing that in community, not separately. And so that whole notion that we were here, we were founded to bring the parishes together in partnership, to caring for the body of Christ, but also doing it with both a lens on today, but where we need to go tomorrow. That was really powerful for me. Because as you know, Katie, that mission has evolved massively over the last 100 plus years. We do nothing now compared to what we did in the beginning. In fact, you and I don't even know what it looked like to serve in the pandemic of 1917 and 1918, which the Cardinal hadn't even imagined when he originally put this insight, this concept into action.
You're right, and it's so powerful when you think of how Catholic Charities has been there for Chicagoans through so many world events and providing that charitable care and providing that support for the Archdiocese of Chicago. So can you tell us then, Sally, how you first got involved with Catholic Charities? How did it come to be that you became our president and CEO?
Well, I have to tell you, Katie, it was as much a surprise to me as it was to everybody else when my name was announced. I have the honor that I actually grew up a Protestant, and I was brought up in the Northeast in a fairly liberal family, and I went to church every Sunday with the Episcopal Church. And I think the way God got me to church is I had a good singing voice, and so I was in the choir and I got a lot of solos. So I think it was kind of egoistic, right? It was like, because that's how we are, as many of us as children. And yet what happened is, you all know that the process of showing up every week, God plants a thought in your heart. And he plants a faith over time. As long as we show up, he answers us. And what surprised me more than anything is many, many years later, many, many amazing faith journey moments later, there was a point at which in 2010, I realized I was being called to become a Catholic, which shocked my family, shocked my children. Like, they really couldn't conceive of this. And we can tell that story at a different time. But it was this real test of faith for me to say, okay, God, if this is what you want, this is what I'll do. And so I did. And for a period of time, Katie, I was like, what is going on? And then what happened over time is I was asked to join the Finance Council of the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think part of it's because they were trying to get more diversity of gender and perspectives. And I had recently moved back to Chicago to be the dean at the Kellogg School of Management. And I joined the Finance Council, and that was my first learning about the Catholic Church, right? And I was learning about the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Absolutely.
Of what the Finance Council looks at. And what I really felt called to was bring the gifts I had as an educator to sort of help be thinking about the human resources function and leadership development in priests. And I thought that was why sort of God had brought me to the church. And I finished my stint at Kellogg. And I had this amazing sabbatical year when I got to do the 30-day exercises with the Jesuits, the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius. And that was the beginning of the journey to figure out where God was calling me next. And God did not answer quickly. God took 2.5 years to answer that prayer. And it came in the strangest way. Because at some point, Betsy Boland calls me up and says, you know, we've been looking for a new person to lead Catholic Charities. And Katie, I have to tell you, I didn't even really know what Catholic Charities was. Because remember, I didn't grow up Catholic, right. And I didn't grow up in Chicago. Right. I grew up in the Northeast.
Right.
And I'm going, okay, what's Catholic Charities? I've heard of it, but I have no idea. And she tells me a little bit, and I'm kind of going like, Betsy, I don't think this is my gig. I know nothing about human services, but I'll promise you I'll pray on it. Right? Which is what the Jesuits had brought so alive in me, was that process. And I prayed, and a lot of things that had come my way after being Kellogg Dean, I'd heard in prayer, nope, nope, nope. And like literally, I just kept hearing no from God. And this was the first time after over 2 years that I heard maybe.
Oh, wow.
And my golly, Katie, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And so what it meant is I needed to go learn. And so I agreed. I said, I have no idea, but why don't I learn more about Catholic Charities? And they had me meet Kathy Donahue, and they told her that I was a donor. Because they didn't even, like, we didn't even know what was going on. And so they had Kathy Donahue take me to a whole bunch of different sites to find out what was happening about Catholic Charities, right? And again, I had never been a volunteer. I'd never walked in these things. But what was amazing, Katie, was as I walked in the buildings and as I got to be with Kathy Donahue's spirit, and anybody who knows Kathy Donahue.
Yes, she's amazing.
I began to just hear this, oh, maybe I can help.
Oh,
maybe I can help. Maybe I can help. And Kathy was just unbelievable, and just watching what she did, and it was almost contagious. And over time, it became clear that the way was opening, that this was the calling. And the calling wasn't because I'm an expert in human services. The calling, I think, was twofold. One is because I'm obedient. Right? I'm a middle daughter. I'm very obedient. And the second was that I trusted that God would show us the way together.
You know, as we talked at the top of the show, that Catholic Charities has been in the news recently. And yeah. I wonder if you could, you know, talk a little bit about the essence of that path forward that you and the board of directors have come to, you know, call Vision 2030.
Yep. No, that's an important question. Thank you. So part of what we had to figure out is we had to get through COVID, as you know, and we had the funding of an extraordinary anonymous donor who over the period of 3 years of COVID gave us a total of $25 million because they didn't want us to pull back on any services.
Extraordinary. That's extraordinary.
I mean, you can only see that through a faith lens. Because as you know, the hard work we've been doing since coming out of COVID, which we're going to talk about, but the fact that we were protected during that period and we could take care of our frontline workers and we could take care of the people we're called to serve without missing a beat was extraordinary. And it was a gift that we accepted gratefully. But, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, and we can't rely on that kind of funding forever. And I am so grateful to, like, I can't even fully express how lucky we've been to have that donor. But coming out of it, what was clear is our economics had changed foundationally. And I inherited an organization. Like, as you can imagine, when Cardinal Mundelein founded Catholic Charities, we were 100% funded by donors and parishes, primarily parishes, right? We'd evolved over 100 years to being 80% government funded, right? And 20% donor funded. And the challenge when you're that much government funded, you begin to, you know, the dominant spirit can begin to be meeting the requirements of government funders versus stepping back and saying, who is God calling us to be?
Yes.
Even if that makes us have to ask uncomfortable questions. And a lot of that, our board has been so supportive and so brave coming out of COVID, understanding that what worked for us before COVID isn't what God's calling to us to now. And what is he calling us to? And he is calling us to not continue to do government contracts that don't either align with our mission or don't cover their full costs, because our donors aren't giving us money to do government services. They're giving us money to be a Catholic aid organization, right? And if we are taking money that don't cover their full costs, they better be solidly aligned with our mission, right? And what we discovered was that there were a big group of contracts, some of which did cover their cost, a very small handful of them, but most of them didn't, and they just didn't make sense anymore. And it wasn't because the population they were oriented at wasn't a good population for us, Katie, but it was because they had been written 20 years ago and they no longer made sense, the criteria they were asking us to do. And we made the decision to say, you know what, we're going to step away from this group of contracts. We study deeply all 200 and we decide to step away from 75 because they don't make sense anymore. And some of these we hope to take up again, but we're going to use this to initiate a discussion with the government, is this isn't well designed anymore. Let us tell you what we've learned about people in need. Let us tell you what we've learned about this contract and how we should be thinking about it. And we were basically saying is there's a group of things, we're not going to do them just because of the status quo. We're going to really step in with the Holy Spirit through a year or two of prayer and say, what are you calling us to? And that's what led to exiting the 75 contracts worth about 12% of our budget, but it was 300 people, as you know. We've given them 3 to 6 months notice. We're giving them severance. We're giving them job help. You know, you've heard in the news, Misericordia has, you know, over 100 jobs. Maryville has close to 100 jobs. Mercy Home has jobs. Metro Family Services. There are all kinds of organizations that are saying, we'll take them. And we have 75 open jobs. So we are convicted that we can get each of these people another really beautiful job doing the work they love. And we will walk with them through that.
It's been so thoroughly thought through and discerned carefully. You know, can you talk a little bit more then about what are the three impact areas of programs that Catholic Charities will be focusing on as you sharpen that focus from now to 2030?
Absolutely. So a lot of what we're doing hasn't changed at all, as you know, is we are going to still continue to do immediate access and basic needs. That's food, that's housing in the short run. If you don't have a roof over your head, we'll give you money for rent. You know, or for a hotel room or something for a few days while you get your feet on the ground. So that immediate access basic needs is out there in the community doing the group suppers, senior meal delivery. It's all out there. Children and families, they're so dear to our heart, especially mothers. We are called as Catholics to care for mothers. And so we are very much saying that whole children and families unit is all about mothers. And through mothers, we care for the children. And then the third one is seniors. And housing. And as you know, we have 22 senior communities for low-income seniors. And this is a population where there's not a lot of philanthropy. There aren't a lot of organizations that are founded to care for seniors. They are very dependent on government funding, but it is core to our faith to honor our fathers and mothers, right? It is core to our faith that we are there to care for seniors and not leave them destitute. And so those three pillars, immediate access, basic needs, children and families, seniors, with a special deeper focus over time to mothers and seniors, is what we're uniquely called to do. So we are exiting youth. There are a lot of organizations that are in deeper than we are and do it better than we do. Are we transitioning some of our contracts to them? We're transitioning some of our youth facilities. So youth is a big area we're leaving. And the other one, which was a hard decision, but it really made sense, is childcare. We are at such a small scale and we never recovered the utilization pre-COVID. And so we are transitioning that to other providers because we only had 2 locations and both were at like 50% utilization. So those are the biggest things we're walking away from. And yet everything else is we're stepping back from some of the government contracts, but still doing it. And we also believe that the Catholic community has stepped up so generously with us. Our private philanthropy, sort of pre versus post COVID, taking out that $25 million is up 38%. So people are stepping forth to do this mission. And I think God is calling us to walk with Catholics, right? To walk with our parishes and communities and say, how do we serve together in this post-pandemic world?
Thank you for listening to this Voice of Charity podcast. Each show airs live Tuesday mornings at 8:30 on WNDZ 750 AM in Chicago with a simultaneous live stream on YouTube and Facebook at Catholic Chicago. We invite you to learn more about ways to get involved at Catholic Charities by visiting our website, catholiccharities.net, or by sending an email to partners@catholiccharities.net. Join us as we continue to improve lives and nourish spirits across Cook and Lake Counties. This is Katie Breedeman for Catholic Charities. On this Voice of Charity podcast, Sally Blount shares highlights from her past 4 years as Catholic Charities President and Chief Executive Officer. Sally also provides details about Vision 2030, the new strategic plan recently announced to deepen Catholic Charities' impact in Cook and Lake counties. To watch or listen to this entire broadcast, follow the links at catholiccharities.net/learnmore/voiceofcharitypodcast.